Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Lamed Dalid, and we're holding five lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins. Savala Kerbi Yochanan Hasangler. Since we're in the middle of a sugya, we have to do a very succinct review of where we are holding and what this is all about. You'll recall the Gemara said back on the Omid days that even though Reb Meir holds that loike umeshale, if a person, for instance, was ma'anes, a nara psula, not only does he have to pay the 50 shkolim knas, but he also gets malkis, like it says in the Mishnah in Masechtes Malkis and daf yud gimel, loike umeshale. But nevertheless, he agrees that there's no such thing as meis umeshale. You wouldn't have a situation where the person gets both misa and he has to go and pay tashlum. So Gemara said, really? Is that true? I have a befeirish braisa that says that you do have meis umeshalim. And what was that case? Gemara brought the case here on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. And a person who was gonav v'tovach v'shabbos, he both stole and did a tvicha on Shabbos. And as we know, by Tvocha and Mechorai, Tvicha Mechira by Eshor or Zeh, you have to pay Dalet Vehe. And that's in fact what the Braisa says. Gona v'tavach b'Shabbos mishalem tashlumi arbo v'chamisha divir ameir. And the Gemara said, how is that possible? You just said now that ein meisu mishalem. And if he shechted on Shabbos, he's over one of the lametes melachis, he'll get Misa. And he has got to go pay the dollar of the hay. What's going on? And for the Gemara, we're talking about a situation where he himself, the one that stole, did not do the tvicha. It was tvicha al yedei acher. And even though normally we say that ein shliach ledvar aveira, the Gemara brought three separately mudim to tell us that this is an exception to the rule. It says tvochai oi mechoroi. It says the lashon of oi. He didn't say, he didn't need to say, I could say Tvachi U Mechorai, and I would have known it means one or the other. And it says, Oi, so that was one raya, another raya from the fact that it says Tachas, another raya from the fact that the Gemara said, the Gemara brought two or three rayas. Anyway, Tvachi U Mechorai, Tvichai De Acher, Oi Rabbis is Shliach, Tachas Rabbis is Shliach. Shoy, so that case in the Brice, yes, it's talking about Tvichai De Acher. And then the Gemara said, but why did the Chacham say Potter? If it's Taka Tvichai Deyacher, then the Ganef should have to pay the Dalet Vehei, and the person who's Shechting should have to go and get the Misa. And the Gemara said at the top of Lamed Dalet Omid Aleph, our Daf, that the reason why, according to the Chacham, he's Potter, because the Chacham hold like Reb Shimon, that Shechitish Einer Uya Loishma Shechita. And then the Gemara said, why is Shechita B'Shabbos considered to be a Shechita Shalei Re'uya? On the fourth line, Ditnan, we learned that Hashoicha B'Shabbos B'Yom Kippurim, Av B'Shem Eschai B'Nafshoi, even though what he did was terrible, dreadful, Chas V'Shalom, the person will get Misa for going and being over on one of the Lametes Melachos. But Shechita's Ekshera, the food is kosher, it's glad kosher, Mahadrim Min Mahadrim. Well, maybe not Mahadrim, but it's kosher. And that being the case, so I see it's a Shechita Hara'uya. How do you tell me that the Chum say that Shechting on Shabbos is Shechita She'ed Hara'uya? Zogti Mora Sobala Kabi Yechim HaSandler, Desanya. And now we have a very famous Braisa. The Gemara brings this a number of times in Shas, where the Gemara is going to go and tell us three separate Mandi Omrim. We're going to have Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechim HaSandler. And as we see, each Tana is going to increase the severity of the Isur of someone who Chas V'Shalom was Oiver on what the Gemara calls shortly Maise Shabbos. Until now we were talking about Shechting. Now the Gemara turns to the case of cooking, but for our purposes it's all the same because these are part of the Lamed Tes Melachos. So what does it say in the Braisa? And as I learn the Braisa, I'm also going to point to the Rashi, because you'll see there are similar Lashonos in the Gemara, but each one is a little bit different. So starting on Desanya, six lines from the top of the Amud, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, someone who cooked on Shabbos, he did it b'Shogeg, he woke up Shabbos morning thinking it was Sunday morning, and he cooked. No, yoichal, he's allowed to go and eat. Rashi says he's allowed to eat afilu boi bayoim. If he went and he cooked himself a hard-boiled egg Shabbos morning, not realizing that it was Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday, fine. Afterwards, when somebody tells him that it happens to be Shabbos, he can go and eat that right after the fish, before the children, so he can eat the egg, no problem, on Shabbos itself. If he did it b'mezid, that's lo yoichal. Says Rashi, lo yoichal hu li oilam. He is never allowed to eat it forever and ever. Never. Avlachin Yisraelim oichlim, but others can eat divirame. So shoy gig is almost nothing. You can eat it that very day. He and anybody else. Mezid, he is never allowed to eat it. Others are allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shoygeg, yoichal matzah Shabbos. If it's shoygeg, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos itself. All you can go and do it is eat it on matzah Shabbos. And the reason for that is because we have a famous rule in Masechta Shabbos when it comes to preparing food on Shabbos by accident. There's something known as b'chdei shi'asa. That means you don't want to have hanoah from your Isser Shabbos on Shabbos. Wait until Matzah Shabbos. The amount of time that it would take, for instance, to cook that hard-boiled egg, if it takes 5 or 10 minutes, you wait 5 or 10 minutes after this man, after Avdallah, and you can eat it then. So that's b'shoygi yoichal, the Matzah Shabbos. B'meizid l'yoichal o'ilamis. So Dr. Rashi, b'meizid l'yoichal hu o'ilamis el acherim. Oh, so this Rashi is very similar to the previous Rashi, just like Rav Meir said, that Mamezid Loyoichal means he's not allowed to eat it, but others are allowed to eat it, and Rashi said he's not allowed to eat it Loyolam forever and ever. So Yehuda says the same thing, Mamezid Loyoichal is he's not allowed to eat it forever and ever, but others are allowed to eat it. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir by Mezid is that according to Rav Meir, others are allowed to eat it even on Shabbos itself. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Others can eat it, but Matzah Shabbos. So the Gabi, the person who is Mavashel, he himself, both agree, b'mezid, never ever allowed to go and eat it forever and ever. That's he himself. Whether others can eat it, Rameyah says, even on Shabbos, Yehuda says, no, you got to wait until Matzah Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, le'oimer, b'shoigig yoichal Matzah Shabbos. Some of these should be ye'ochel, depending on whether he's allowed to eat it or only others are allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo'im b'shoy ye'ochel matzah Shabbos." It can be eaten on matzah Shabbos. Who can eat it on matzah Shabbos? La'achidim v'loy loy. Others, but not him. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Sandler is tightening the screws even more, because Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to eat matzah Shabbos b'shoy gig. He's allowed to eat a matzah Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. Comes Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he says, b'shoygeg, even he is never allowed to eat it. That's the first time we heard something like that by b'shoygeg. According to Meir, b'shoygeg, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos itself. Even the Mavashel himself can eat it on Shabbos itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shoygeg can eat it matzah Shabbos. He cannot eat it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, the person who is Mavashel can never eat it, not on Shabbos, not on Matzah Shabbos, because Konsinan Shoygig Otu Mezid. The Mezid, Lo Ye Ochel Oilomis Loy Loy Veloy Lacherim. If someone went and cooked the Mezid on Shabbos, nobody's allowed to eat it, no one whatsoever, not he, nor anyone else. However, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it's not a total loss. You are allowed to have hanoah, which would mean that you can go and sell it to a Gentile. Okay, anyway, what do I see from this Rabbi Yochanan Sadler? He says that if someone cooks on Shabbos, and therefore if someone shechted on Shabbos, then mezid, there's no hope for it. No Jew is allowed to eat it. That would be a shechita she'ena ru'uya, and that's what the Gemara meant when it said that the Rabbanan say poitrin, when someone shechted on Shabbos, you know why they're poitrin? Because this is not fit to be eaten by a Jew. And the din of tvachay oy mechore tvachay, their tvicha has to be a kosher shechita. That's why you're potter from Dalet Dei. So we answer the question very well. Why do the Chachamim say potter? But now the Gemara just analyzed. Yes, Barry.
Does the Mechira have to be to a Jew also? If the Shechita, we're talking about Shechita, has to be kosher for Jewish consumption, the Mechira doesn't sound like it has to involve a Jew. You can, if Tavach HaMachar sells it to a non-Jewish a purchaser, he'd also be Chayav Dalet Behei, right?
That's correct.
So it's not strictly on all fours, as you'd say. The Mechira and the Shechita are not on all fours in the sense that the Shechita has to be a kosher Shechita, but the Mechira can give even to a non-Jew.
Because by definition, Shechita means that you are doing a kosher Shechita. For instance, if the person took the Shor V'Seh and instead of shechting it with a Chalef, he took a baseball bat and banged and hit it over the head and killed it that way, it would be a nevela, no din of dalet v'hei. So you can ask the same question. The Mechira, you're selling it to a goy, so you can go and give this nevela to a goy as well. Because the definition of Shechita means that it's a kosher Shechita that it can, according to Reb Shimon, it's got to be a kosher Shechita that is ra'oi for a Jewish person to eat, then it's called Shechita. However, the Gabin Mechira, you could sell it to anybody, and it's a Mechira. You could sell it to a Chinese guy, you could sell it to an African, someone in Australia. Mechira is a Mechira. The definition of Shechita means that you shechted it and it's kosher. Definition of Mechira is that you sold it. So, here you sold and you did a Shechita and everything is
okay, so we have a case now. We have Shliach Devar Avera, right? Because of Mechira. So we have a case where a non-Jew is an agent, basically, for Shliach Devar Avera. I'm just playing it out in my mind here. We have a non-Jew who, through his participation, triggers an Avera. He's a Shliach Devar Avera, effectively.
That's right.
The purchaser. I just want to...
He's not
Thank
the
you.
Shliach.
That's what I wanted to clarify.
He's not the Shliach. He's just the recipient of the Mechira. You can't go and sell something to yourself. You have to sell it to somebody. Somebodies include Gentiles. Everybody is a somebody for purposes of being a Lokech.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, getting back to Agamar. Now we just said that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said that if a person goes and cooks or shechs or does anything on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have a no, if you're going to be mazed, you're not allowed to have a no ever, ever, ever. When I say a no, you're not allowed to eat it forever. I didn't mean a no. You're not allowed to eat it forever. My time Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, where does he take this from? After all, the Shoicha did a perfect shechita. He did it on Shabbos, but it's a perfect shechita. So tomorrow, Kedor Shabchia, a pischa de Beinesir. It says in the Pasuk Shmartes the Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hilacham. For those of you that have the Torah or Hashalem, Ushmartem the Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hilacham, Mechalea, Mois Yumos, etc. Now, why does it say Ushmartem the Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hilacham? Darish is the Gemara. Ma Kodesh Ose Bachila Af Masa Shabbos Asun Bachila. The word Kodesh over here doesn't just mean holy, it means Kodshim. And just like Kodshim Ose Bachila, you and I that are not Kohanim cannot eat Kodshim. Ulta Masah Shabbos Osa Bachila. Masah Shabbos means someone who on Shabbos prepared food and he was over on one of the Lamedes Malachois, says Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Osa Bachila, just like Kodshim. There's nothing that you and I can do that will ever allow us to eat from a Karban Chatos or for a Karban Osham. Because these are Kodshi Kodeshim. These are Kodesh, only for the Kohanim. So I can't eat it. You can't eat it. Same thing, there's nothing you can do with my Masa Shabbos. It's Osir forever now. Frank Timora, Imakodish Osbano, a coin is not allowed to go and sell a piece of chatos meat. It's Osbano. So Ab Masa Shabbos Osbano. So the Chori, the same thing you should say by Masa Shabbos, that it's a total loss that if a person cooked on Shabbos or shechted on Shabbos, why did you say it's only Osir Bachila? The Chori, it's even Osir Bahano. Tamaloimar. The same pasuk says, "Ki kodeshi lachem, shalachem yehei." So now I have a limud of kodesh that a masa Shabbos is just like kodeshim. I have a lachem that says it's yours. So how do I go and deal with the apparent inconsistency? The kodesh tells you you're not allowed to eat it, but lachem tells you, but you're allowed to go and sell it. So therefore, you can go and sell it to a Gentile, but you're not allowed to eat it yourself. So Tumar Yochel Afilu Bishargig. Maybe this halacha applies not only by a Maaseh Shabbos, the Mezid, even Maaseh Shabbos Bishargig. And even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler agrees that Acherim are allowed to eat a Maaseh Shabbos on Motzeh Shabbos after Bechdei Shiyase. Why? Why don't you say it's like Kodeshim? And that's the pasuk. Kodeshim lechem. A Maaseh Shabbos should be also even if it's be Shoygeg. Tamaloyim. That's why the pasuk continues. Mechaleh Mois Yumas. The only type of Kodeshim lechem that I'm talking about is a case that Chas V'Shalom warrants Misa. Only by Mezin, where Chas V'Shalom, the Chil Shabbos, is Machai Misa, then the din is that it's Osir Machila. However, if you're talking about a Shoigig, where there is no din of Misa, Chas V'Shalom, it's a Shoigig. You'd have to go and bring a Karm Chatas, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, no problem for Acherim to eat from the Shoigig on Motzei Shabbos after Bechdei Shiyasa. Now, what we just said now is all based on that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds a Maisa Shabbos is Osir Min HaTorah. But as we'll see in a moment, in fact, it's a machloikis. That it's awesome in HaTorah, like we just said. The other one said, no, it's only awesome in the Rabban. That's the pasuk we just said. Ki koydish hilachem, ma koydish osir, ba'achila, amasa Shabbos osir ba'achila. Man the Yom HaDirabban and Omakra, he says, no, I dash in the pasuk just the other way around. Why does it say, Ushmartin the Shabbos ki koydish hi lechem? Let it just say ki koydish. What's a koydish? He koydish Shabbos itself is holy. Ain't maser koydish. However, if you violated the Shabbos by shechting or by cooking, they do not get a status of kochim, and therefore there is no iser ba'achila. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that it's oser ba'achila lacherim and loy forever and ever. That's midrabbanon, because Rabbanon wanted to go and, if you will, punish a person for being over on Shabbos. And therefore we tell him, Rabbi, you're going to go and shecht or cook on Shabbos, and you think, well, okay, I'm just over Shabbos. You're not going to eat it either. You should know this is going to be osir b'achila, and not only to you, to anybody. Nobody's allowed to eat from that food. Hopefully when he hears that, he'll realize the severity of the isr that he is doing, and he'll refrain from Chas V'Shalom either shechting or cooking on Shabbos. So all of that sounds great, but now I have a problem. I go back now to square one. If you're telling me that Maaseh Shabbos min haTorah is kosher, it's only midrabanan that it's osur. So it means if a person shechted on Shabbos and he did it b'mezid, he's a bad guy. If there are Edim and Hasra'ah, he'll get Skila. No question what he did was wrong. However, according to this man, the Ammar, it's still kosher. Maybe he can't eat it. However, everybody else can still eat it. Why can everybody still eat it? Because Min HaTorah, Maaseh Shabbos is Mutter. He Kodesh, Vein Maaseh Kodesh. It's only Rabbanan that it's Asur. So Min HaTorah, it's a Shechita HaRa'uya. If it's a Shechita HaRa'uya, why do the Rabbanan say on the Amud Beis in that Braisa that if a person went and shechted on Shabbos, a person stole and shechted on Shabbos, he's potter from Dalad the Hay? So we said until now the reason why you're potter is because this wasn't a kosher tvicha. The definition of tvicha means a kosher shechita. Rabbi Yisai, Min HaTorah, this is a kosher shechita. You're allowed to eat from the shechita. The Rabbanan, you're not allowed to. But Min HaTorah, you're allowed to. So if that's the case, the person should be chayiv dalet v'hei. Everything more, according to this man, the Omar, you're absolutely right. Ki kapati rabbanan ashara. The rabbanan that say, did your potter, going back to the Amud Beis, they said, chacham and poitrin, there were three cases in the Braisa. We had gone betovah b'shabiz, gone of betovah chavoyin zkei chavim, gone of sharan iskol utvachoy. Says Al Gemara with the Chacham and Pater, they're not talking about the case of the Gan of Betavah B'Shabbos. Gan of Betavah B'Shabbos, since it's Shechita HaRa'uya, Yitake Chayiv Dal V'Hei. When does it say that you're Pater? If you shechted L'Avoyed Zora, L'Avoyed Zora, that becomes immediately Osir B'Hanoha Min HaTorah, like any Tekroivis L'Avoyed Zora. And the same thing applies to if you went and shechted a Shara Nisko. Shara Nisko, by definition, is Osir B'Hanoha. The Yotzachinam ain't Kosef. Nimorah says ain't Kosef that it like an oni that goes away without any hanoshal klum, garnished. So therefore, I can understand the other two Yitaka Potter. However, not in this case of the Shabbos. So Yitaka goes Ashar. Fine. So we answered that kash. Now the Gemara asks separate question. Since we got into this price, and since we're talking about these cases, the Gemara gets off a little bit off the track and tells us about side issues. You're telling me that you have to pay Dalad Dehe. Now Dalad Dehe means that you stole something, let's say, from Yankel Smith, and you stole a shor or a set, and after you stole it, you did a tvicha or a machira, then you chal Dalad Dehe. The reason is because you took Yankel Smith's shor v'set, and not only did you steal it, but you shechted it. Says the Torah, Dalad Dehe. Zot Yimura, and the same thing applies to Avodah Zarah. If you shecht for Avodah Zarah, then it's automatically Asur Banah from the moment that you do the first shechita of the first siman. Becomes Asur Banah, you gotta pay Dalad Dehe. Freit Yimura, Tebech Avodah Zarah, Kim the Shochet Beipurta. As soon as you made that initial incision, from the Gemara's Lashon, it's Mashma, even if you did a Mashu. From Rashi's Mashma, that you have to go and Shecht Simon Echad, at least one of the two Simonim. It's not a kosher shechita yet if you only do one Simon. It's got to be Roiv at least. However, once you Shecht one Simon, it's a lay. It becomes Osir Bahanah because it's a Takroivis of Avodah Zarah, something that you brought for a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. So to more Idach, when he Shechts now the rest of it, that would mean Simon number two. Ki Kotovach lav the Mori Kotovach. He's no longer shechting something that belongs to Yankel Smith. Yankel Smith lost ownership of it. It became Osir Banor after the first Simon. So the Chayyur, there's no din of Dalad Vehe, because to constitute a kosher shechita, you have to go and shecht both Simonim, not just one Simon. The over the din of Avodah Zarah, you only have to do Simon Echad. See, if you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Rashi says, "Kim the shochet bei porta itzalei." So the Rashi the Amamar, "Hois behemas chaver revutz lefnei avodas kechavim." You had a behema that's lying there, crouching in front of an avodas zarah. Kim the shochet bar simon echad asra. As soon as you did the first shechita, the first simon, it's done. It's asra banar. And therefore, says Rashi Vaita, when you now finish off the shechita and you do Simon number two, lav de mori kotovach. So it's already osur to him and to everybody else. V'chiyuv de teshlum habar v'chamisha tvicha ksiv behu v'ad gmar shchita loy mechayiv. When are you going to be mechuyiv on the dalad the hay by tvicha when you finish your shchita? U'mekame de mati gmar shchita itzra bano, but already prior to that, it becomes also bano al ba'aleha, on its own ba'alim, for that matter, on everybody. When did he do his major hezek and hefsid at the time of simon number one, when it became avodah zarah? The isa lehadra beina, if it was the isa, if the animal was still intact, in other words, had it still been alive, you can't give it back to him anymore because you shechted already the first simon. It's no longer his. So bottom line, what the Gemara is telling us is that I don't understand why you'd be chayiv dalad vehe. Of course you're chayiv on the geneva, that goes without saying. But dalad vehe means that you are taking this animal that previously I could have returned, and I could have been mekayim the heshivis akzeva shagozal, I could have given him back. Now I can't do that anymore because I shechted it. Utvachai, you gotta pay dalad vehe. But tvachai is only after the gemar shechita. It already becomes osir bano at the beginning of the shechita. He shouldn't have to pay dalad vehe. Hazoi frei the gemara. Omer Rava, so Rava gives a very interesting teretz with an ukimta. Ba'oimer b'gmar zvicha hu oivda. It's talking about a fellow that when he is shechting this behema l'avodah zarah, he's saying, Rabbi Sai, I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to shecht this entire two simanim. When I finish my shechita, then I want it to be considered a takroivus avodah zarah, that I'm serving and worshipping the avodah zarah with this carbon. So don't become trigger happy or cut happy that after I finish the first simon, everybody's clapping. He brought the tekrevis of Avodah Zarah. It only becomes the tekrevis of Avodah Zarah at the gemar. No, if it's only then that it becomes osir banah, then it's only then that he's chai b'dalet behei, and then we have resolved our issue. That's why he is chai b'dalet behei, because it didn't become prematurely asbano, it only became asbano at the end of the shechita, and that's effectively the geneva, that he's removing it now permanently and irrevocably from the original balim. Now he's mechuyev b'dalet behei. Yes, Barry.
Isn't that true for all shechita then, since shechita only is successful when both simanim are successfully geshachten? Shouldn't we always say that the dalet behei, I mean, shouldn't it just be a general rule before Rava even revealed it to us? I just want to clarify this, that the shechita and the chiyuv of dalet behei only is committed when the shechita is successful at the very end.
100%. That's 100% right. Rav is not mechadish anything v'gabi hilchis shechita. Shechita is at the end. What the Gemara is mechadish over here with Rav's teretz is that the iser hano'a that attaches as a result of shechting la'avodah zarah, typically the iser hano'a would attach at the outset, at least when you shechted one simen. Rav says, I can delay the oncome or the onset of the iser hano'a by specifically stipulating, Rabbi Yisai, I don't want to be over on, or I don't want to end my shechting Avodah Zarah after one sinan. I want my serving this Avodah Zarah to be mahadrin. I want it to be after I finish the entire shechita, b'gemar shechita hu oivda, that's when I want to have served and worshipped and brought this takroivis to the Avodah Zarah. By delaying that, yes.
By, so this is the machlokas we had in Chulin about if you tefillah by soap or only by soap. So we're ignoring the first side of that machlokas.
That where does that machlokas come up? Comes up the gabi machsheves pigel and things of that nature, which is the gabi kodshim. The gabi a regular shechita kuli alma moide, that the shechita is only a kosher shechita after you've finished either shechting both simanim or at least roiv of both simanim. But nobody would hold that you have a kosher shechita at the outset of your shechita. What Agmar is telling us is for avodah zarah purposes, it's already a shechita at the outset. Why? Gemara brings, Rashi brings from the Masechta Chulin, you don't have to do a full-fledged shechita. What happens if he stops after one simen? So it would not be a kosher shechita for Jewish consumption purposes, but you would already be over avodah zarah, because once you shechted simen echad, you already asked it. That's already enough to be over on avodah zarah, and to the Israel Noah should attach. What Rav is doing is, he's saying, an ukimta where I could delay the onset of the Israel Noah by saying, I don't want to be Oyver Avodah Zarah with Simen Echad. I only want to be Oyver Avodah Zarah after two Simon. Right? So then the Avodah Zarah only attaches at the end, at the same time that the Shechita became effective. That's why he is Mechuyil the Dalet Vehe. Getting back to the Gemara, Zok to Gemara. Okay, yeah. So that's the case of the Avodah Zarah. Let's go to the Shor and Nisko case now. Shore and Nisko, I don't even understand what the case is. It says in the Brice that a person who was Tavach, hey, Shore and Nisko, he shechted Shore and Nisko, is Chai B'dalet Behei. Who does the Shore and Nisko belong to? The answer is to nobody. Because once you have a confirmed Shore and Nisko, everybody knows what a Shore and Nisko is, a Shore that went and gored one time, three times, and killed somebody. And now, what's the din about this Shore? You gotta kill this Shore. If a shor only does damage, then there's a difference between the chutzi nezik and the nezik sholem, first time, three times. But a shor that killed someone, you kill the shor. That being the case, it has the status of a shor haniskol. Shor haniskol is osir b'hanor. The Gemara tells us, even if you shech the shor haniskol, you're not going to eat from the flesh. So in Bazoi, who does he pay dalet behei to? Maybe he has to pay it to Uncle Sam, to IRS, because it doesn't belong to Yankel Smith, it doesn't belong to Beryl Jones, it doesn't belong to anybody. It's osir b'hanor. So even if it happens to be in the stable or the barn of Yankel Smith and I stole it, it doesn't belong to Yankel Smith. It belongs to the Isser Hanoa category. So why does he have to pay dollar with hay? a very interesting case. Shemesoroi l'shoimer. A person had a shor, and he asked the shoimer to watch it. V'hizik b'bei shoimer. And it caused the hezik b'bei shoimer. V'nigmadim b'bei shoimer. And the Bezdin concluded that this animal goes l'misa because of the hezik that it caused b'bei shoimer. Okay, so now, what does the shoimer have to do? He has to submit it to the Bezdin for skila. Instead, what the shoimer intends doing is giving it back to the original Balaam and saying, Balaam, this is your headache, it's not my shor, I was just the shoimer, I give it back to you. But before he had a chance to do that, Uganov Iganov the Beis Shoimer. Iganov stole it from the Beis Shoimer. Ah, what a rascal. He stole this shor haniskel. Okay. For a mayor, Savala, since we're talking about a mayor, that's the Tanakama of that Braisa on the Amid Beis, why does he hold the Jechai B'dalavei? Savala Kerb Yankiv, the Savala Kerb Shimon. Who's Rabbi Yankiv and who's Rabbi Shimon? Savala Kerb Yankiv, the Omer Af, Mishenig Mardinoi, Hechziroi, Shoimer, the Ba'olav, Muchsar. Even though the Bezdin has already branded this animal as a Shor HaNiskel, and therefore what you should do now is send it over to Bezdin for everybody to throw stones at, guess what? Says Rabbi Yankiv, if the Shoimer wants to, he can return it to the original Balaam and say, Balaam, this is your headache. Why? So Rashi says, you gave me a shor, I'm giving you back a shor. The same shor that you gave me a week ago, I give it back to you a week later. Now it happens to be a shor niskel, you deal with it, I don't deal with it. The Rabbanim, by the way, respectfully disagree with Rabbi Yankiv. But this is what Rabbi Yankiv holds, that you can go and give it back. Okay, that's a famous Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon says, even though it may not have any inherent value, however, if it has potential value for other purposes, that's also considered to be mominous. What does that mean? Inherent value, potential value. Shor Niskel is also bano. However, vis-a-vis the Shoimer, it's worth a lot. Because if he had to go and pay the damage, the value of this shor, let's say the shor is worth $500, he'd be $500 out of pocket. But since according to Biankov, you can go and give this shor the way it is, bakal mikol kol, lock, stock, and barrel, you can hand it over back to the original owner, so as far as he's concerned, this shor is worth to him $500, because otherwise I'd have to write out a check for $500. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, according to Shimon, it's a dover ha-goyrim l'mamayin. Even though it inherently has no value, however, it has the replacement value of being able to go and return it. It's not replacement, it's not the right term. It has the return value, that I can return it back to the original owner. That value to me, to the shoimer, is $500. So therefore, when the person stole it, and he did ashchita mit tvochei oy mechoroi, that's why he has to pay dollar day, even though technically this animal is Aser Bahano, a mitzvah of Reb Shimon together with Reb Yankiv, Reb Shimon, that he has to go and pay, and therefore the Ganav who took it and shechted it now is taking it away from the Shoimer irrevocably. There's no way that the Shoimer can go and give back a Geshacht and a Shor back to the original Baal Bas. He can only give the live Shor. So therefore he has damaged the Shor $500. And that's the reason why he's going to have to go and pay to him, Dalid Vehe. With this, we've concluded this shtickle. And now we go back to the Gemara of yesterday. What was the Gemara of yesterday? Remember, we had that in this Braisa, we said that Remeir holds you have to pay Dalid Vehe even if you shecht an animal on Shabbos. And the Gemara asked, but doesn't Remeir hold that, even though he holds that Loiku Meshalim, but doesn't he agree that Einoi Meis Umeshalim? If the Bezdin can go and Chas V'Sholom execute him with Skila, he's off the hook in terms of payment. He only has to do one punishment, and that's Misa. He doesn't have to pay. I see in the case of Tavach Mocha B'Shabbos that it's both Misa and payment. So the Gemara gave, if you will, a convenient teretz. We split it up between the Ganef and between the Shochet. The Ganef is the one that's going to have to pay the Dalet Vehe. The Shochet is the one that's going to go and get the Misa, so they don't have a Kamli B'Dram Menei Prat. That was the Gemara's Teretz yesterday. Rabba Omar, we're on the last line of Lamed Dalid Omid Aleph. Rabba Omar La'ilam B'tvecha Yidei Atzmai, we're talking about that he shechted it himself. No, so I'm back to square one. Zotimara for a mayor. Loike Mishalim Islay. Like we said. Mesa Mishalim Leslay. Like, well, 1 second. If you're telling me Mesa Mishalim Leslay, how is it possible he's paying Dalid V'hei if he shechted it himself on Shabbos? So tomorrow, Bishani, Hani, the Chiddushu, the Chiddushu Torah Biknas, that Afagav the Mikzel Mishalim. What the Gemara is telling us is that in the halacha of Mesu Mishalim, it depends. What does it depend on? Is it Mamoin or is it Knas? If you're talking about Mamonis, Avadar Meir agrees, Ein Mesu Mishalim. No such thing as punishing him twice, one Misa and one tashlumen. However, if you're talking about a knas by definition is a special punitive damage. We're talking about dalad v'hei, that's a knas. There a mayor holds meis u'mishalein. That's why, even though we're talking about it was tadech al yedei atzmoi, since you're paying dalad v'hei, you're mechoyev. V'az the rabbi letame, rabbi who's giving this pshat, goes lishitosoi. Diomara. What happens if the Gedi was already stolen, the Moshel, on Friday? And the Tvicha, the Shechita, took place on Shabbos. He's chayiv in the Dalad Vehe. Shekvar nischayiv b'gneiva koinim shiyov lidei Isser Shabbos. What the Gemara is doing is it's splicing the Dalad Vehe, and it's saying, vis-a-vis the Shor itself, or the Seh itself, you definitely have to pay the Keren, because that is the Gneva aspect. That goes without saying, you got to go and pay the Keren. Anything more that you're paying beyond the Keren, that's the Knas aspect. Aha. Okay, so if you stole the Gedi on Erev Shabbos, and he only did the Tvicha on Shabbos, so now the Tvicha that he's going to go and do, the Keren is already Mechuyah from before. That goes without saying. Now, when he's going to do the Tvicha u'Mechira, forget about Mechira, he does the Tvicha on Shabbos, what is he dealing with? Only with the knas aspect. No, we just said now that according to the mayor, even though he holds, einoi meis u'mishalim, but by knas, meis u'mishalim. So therefore, even though he shechted the animal on Shabbos itself, he himself, the ganav himself, the only thing that he has to go and pay now is knas, because the keren is already mechuyah from Erev Shabbos. Okay? And that's why meis u'mishalim. On the other hand, gonav a tovah b'Shabbos, if he did the gneva and the tvicha on Shabbos, then he'd be potter on dalad v'hei. Why would he be potter on dalad v'hei? Shem ein gneva, ein tvicha v'ein mechira. Since the gneva, which is talking about the keren you can't be mechayvim on Shabbos because ein meis u'mishalim on keren. Keren is chamamoy. That's mamoy. That's not knas. So then you can't be mechayvim on the knas part either. And Rashi quotes from the famous Gemara that Dalit Vehei Omer Rachmana for the Gimel the Dalit. There's only a package deal of Dalit Vehei. There's no such thing as Gimel the Dalit. And so therefore, if you're going to go and tell me that he's potter on the Keren because Ein Meis U'Mishalim, then from the Dalit Vehei you have to go and subtract one. That's the Keren. So I'm left now with Gimel the Dalit. Dalit Vehei Omer Rachmana for the Gimel the Dalit. And therefore, Kishem She'ein Shim ein geneva. If there's no geneva, there's no payment of keren. So then ein tvicha mechira. Then there's no payment of gimel v'dalet. The Omer Rabba, and Rabba repeats this halacha almost verbatim, but in slightly different scenario. And what is that? The Omer Rabba, yigdi ganav loy. Person had a gdi that was already stolen from before. Utvachem machteres. And what happens is now he shechted it in a machteres. Now we know that the pasuk says, if you have a person who is a burglar and he comes into a person's house and he's tunneling through the basement or whatever, and then the owner of the house finds the ganav in the machteres, the hook of a mace, and he shoots him and he kills him, then the shooter, that's the owner, is not guilty of anything. Why isn't he guilty of anything? The Gemara tells us because every ganav knows if he's a burglar and he's coming in the quiet of night into somebody's house, that that person who owns the house realizes that someone comes to burglar him, to burglarize him, and he has his shotgun or his handgun ready under his pillow, and he's likely to go and shoot him. So this burglar is not just coming for mamon, he's coming for nefashis. Therefore, you're allowed to go and shoot to kill. Ah, so what happens over here? A person went and stole somebody's shor or seh. When he did that, he was not in the machteris. It was, I wouldn't say broad daylight, but at least it was open. And then what happened was, he takes this animal and he hides in the machteris in this tunnel and he shechs it in the tunnel. At that point, when he shechting in the tunnel, were the owner to go and find him, the owner would have the right to go and shoot to kill. So therefore, if you will, he's mechuyav misa. And since we hold that ein meis u'mishalem, if the what he has done in the machteris is something that would mechayiv him kerem, then ein meis u'mishalem. You can't both have misa and tashlomen. However, if what he's doing in the machteris is mechayiv knas, we said according to a mayor, you could be mechuyav misa and have to pay a knas. And therefore we go through the same analysis that we had before the Gabi Shabbos. And that is, how can he got gun of light? The Gdi was already...
I understand, Machteras means that he's coming in to rob, and he's, it's, you know, this is already his underground area on the way out. So is there still a chiyum misa?
We're talking about that when he stole it, it was not in a tunnel. He went through the front door, so to speak. But now he is escaping, and escaping through the basement, through a tunnel down below. So at the time that he went into the house through the front door, it wasn't a machteris situation. He was not mechuyav misa. At that point, he stole the shor or the seh. So he was not mechuyav misa, he's now mechuyav on the keren. Now he takes that shor or seh, and he is fleeing from the owner, and he goes in a tunnel in a machteris. The owner now has the right to go and shoot, since the machteris imotzi haganav v'huk of a meis ein leidamim. This ganav now is mechuyav misa inside.
But that's above a machteris. Yeah, someone is going to machteris. He's not. He's returning. It's a different direction.
You're right, but the Gemara doesn't distinguish. What does it say by tzaras? Entrance and exit is the same for our purposes. So even though you're right, he is leaving the house, but after he left the house, if he's going machteris, now he's mechuyav misa during that period of time that he's inside the machteris. And therefore, the Gemara says now the same halacha as Rabbi said a moment ago. If the gdi was stolen already from before, so the keren was already from before, utvachay the machteris. And at this time, what he's doing is, he's going to be mechuyev now on the knas of shechting. Then he's going to be chayev. Shikvar neschay, the gneiva, koidim shiob le de iser. The gneiva, he was already mechuyev from before. So the keren, you're mechuyev before he became mechuyev misa. When did he become mechuyev in knas? At the time that he was mechuyev misa, that he was inside the machteres. And therefore, he's going to be chayev. On the other hand, if the gnev itself was performed in the machteris, like Brother Shai says, in bomb machteris, so everything was done in the machteris, including the gnev. The gnev is doch keren. You're doing keren and you want to have misa in the machteris at the same time. Ein meisu mishal. So you're saying, okay, forget about the keren. Well, let's go and pay on the tzvicho mechira. Oh, you can't do the tzvicho mechira because that would be gimel v'dal. Dal v'hei omer rachmana. If you don't have the full dalet behei, because you don't have the keren you potter, then you don't have the remaining gimel v'dalet. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question, aren't you just repeating the same halacha twice on the two different scenarios? Says the Gemara, tzricha. The Ashvin in Shabbos mishum di sura iser oylam. The Shabbos is osur forever and ever. What does it mean forever and ever? Rashi says, what happens if a person is Machal the Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, with two Edim and Hasra, and they only bring him to Bezin a year later, doesn't make a difference. The Isra Shabbos that he did remains forever and ever, and whenever they catch him, and they bring him, and they go and have the Din Torah, and they decide he gets Misa, even a year later, even 5 years later. Mashenke legabe the din of machteres, he's only machuyev misa as long as he's in the machteres. As soon as he leaves the machteres, then the gzeiras misa ends. And so therefore the whole machteres could be 10 seconds, 15 seconds. It's only an isheshoah. Oh, a machteres, isheshoahu, a maloi. I would think maybe that doesn't patter the dalet vehei, since it's so momentary. It's a slim misa chiyuv, if you will, in terms of the time limitations, and therefore maybe it doesn't patter you from dalet vehei, and you'd be mechuyev dalet vehei. In one respect, machteres is more chomer than Shabbos. How is it more chomer? If you want to go and give someone skila for being oive Shabbos, you have to have two eidim et asra. Legabi the machteres, the owner doesn't have to say to the person the machteres, "Hey, wait 1 second. I'm going to bring two eidim, and they're going to give you hasra that if you don't leave my house right now, you're mechuyev misa." So what do you think the guy's going to do? He's going to say, "Okay, I'm going to wait patiently, bring your two eidim, they should go and give me hasra." I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. So the machtarta, the fact that he goes to the machtaris, that's an automatic hasra. In that sense, it's more chomor than the case of Shabbos. And so therefore, I say machtaris, that's why he's talking potter from dalet vehei. But Shabbos, by hasra, aim aloy, maybe he wouldn't be potter from dalet vehei. Tzricha, let's have both cases to go and tell me that if the geneva took place before, and it's tzricha u'mechira that took place on Shabbos, or in the machtaris, he's chayiv and the dalet vehei. Now this halacha that we just had now, Brother Shai, you asking a question? Yes, choose. Now we don't see you, Brother Shai. Nor do we hear you. Okay, I'm sure you'll return soon. Anyway, the Gemara said about Rabbah, the Rabbah said his case by a Gedi, on Shabbos or by Machteres. Now the Gemara has Omra Papa. Hoyse Pora Genuvaloi. Person had a Pora that he stole from Erev Shabbos. Utvacha b'Shabbos, he's chayiv. Shikvar is chayiv, b'gneiv, v'kodim shiav v'day, is v'Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, all Rav Papa has done is, instead of bringing a case of a little gedi, he's now talking about a parah. Holy cow! What did Rav Papa, what was he machadish? It's exact same halacha. Gedi, parah, somebody else is going to come and going to tell us about he shechted a keves, or he shechted some other animal. What's the chiddush over here? See, Mar's going to ask that momentarily. Now, continues Rav Papa. It wasn't that he stole it. He borrowed it. He was a shoel. Utzvach b'Shabbos, and now he shechted on Shabbos. Now he's potter. Why is he potter? He's potter because all of the chiyuvim are going to hit on Shabbos itself. In other words, as long as the animal was alive, he could return the animal intact. But he went and shechted on Shabbos. So the Maisa Geneva took place at the same moment as the Maisa Tvicha. By shechting it, it's now irretrievable, irrevocable. He can no longer give it back as a live animal because he shechted it. So that's when the Geneva took place. Oh, so we already said, Gonav, the Tovach, the Shabbos, where the Geneva took place on Shabbos. Since Ein Meis u'Mishalim, so you're going to be potter on the Keren. So the mainly you're potter on the Dalet Behei, because Dalet Behei Omer Achmana, V'loi Gimel, the Dalet. So Zok to Yomara, Omer Le'Ravach, Mered, Rav, Le'Ravashi, Rav Papa, Parah Osel Hashminan. Come on, we already went through the same analysis by the Gdi, Sai the Gabi Shabbos, Sai the Gabi Machteres, was the Gneva before, was the Gneva on Shabbos or in the Machteres. So all he's telling us is Anai Halachim mit Parah. I mean, that's all Rav Papa comes to tell us, that the same thing applies to a cow. Amalei no, Rav Papa Sheula Asal Hashminan. The safe about the Sheula, that was the Chiddush. Kesolta Gaita Chamina. Hoyav Yom Rav Papa. The same Rav Papa said. Mishas Mashiachu Mischayev Leimam Zoyniseo. When a person borrows somebody's animal, as soon as he does the Mashiach on the spot, now he's responsible for everything. For instance, he has to feed it immediately. If the original owner put the animal on a starvation diet, and the animal is about to die, as soon as you, the shoel, do a meshicha, you gotta go and feed the animal. So I would think, Achanam, Mishas She'ela is Chai Ba'ainsei, that from the time of She'ela, everything goes retroactively, meaning that in the case of this behema, if and when it dies, in this case, it died because of the tvicha, but what happens if it stam died because it tripped, or because of old age, or whatever? I would have thought that the chiyuv to go and pay is already triggered from the moment retroactively from the zman of the she'ela. So what difference does that make? If the zman from the she'ela, the zman of the misa, the man of the masa, you have to go and pay. Well, here it would make enough kimina. Because if you're telling me that Misha she'ela is chay ba'imtzei, so when he went and shechted it on Shabbos, I would have thought that the keren is not mechuyev now on Shabbos. The chiv already was a week ago when I borrowed this animal. That's when I was chayiv in the keren. Of course, at that time the animal was still alive. But it works retroactively. Mishas she'ela is chayiv, that you go back in time and say now that it was geshachted on Shabbos, it's as if this shechita, the keren aspect, the chiv mamoin aspect, goes back to when he borrowed it a week ago, and that was not on Shabbos, that was on Thursday or Friday or whenever. Okay, so the Karen is chayiv. Now when he shechted on Shabbos, he's only now adding to that the knas portion. Well, we said that even though you hold ein mesa mishalim, but that's only on mominus. But on knas, you're mechuyev to pay the knas. No, that's very good. And therefore I would think in the sefer of Rav Papa's memra, that a person who had a parish ulai utvacha b'shabbos, he would be chayiv in dalad v'hei kamash malon, that he's patur. That's the chiddush of Rav Papa. Now, since we started talking about hilchos she'ela, as the Gemara does often, we now continue
Rav Papa is just asserting this, but from the way we've analyzed it, the chiyuv Karen is there from Tuesday. Why isn't he Chayav Karen, and therefore Dalad V'Hei, when he shechts on Shabbos?
He already has the Achrayus to the animal pre-Shabbos. What's Rav Papa's basis for saying that the Shechita is a eliminates the Chiyuv Karen from earlier in the week? What's the legal reasoning of Rav Papa?
The answer, you're asking an excellent question, as always, Barry. And the answer is, because as long as the animal is alive and kicking, he's always able to give the animal back. He borrowed an animal, he returns the animal. Here, when did he irrevocably stop that possibility of returning the animal? On Shabbos, when he shechted it. Ah, so this is, even though, of course, the initial requirement to return the animal was already at the time of the she'ela, however, that he has to go now and pay money for this animal that he stole and that he shechted, this only started on Shabbos. Because prior to Shabbos, a minute until Shabbos, there was no requirement to go and pay cash. I could return the animal. By shechting on Shabbos, I've now caused the irretrievable, irrevocable act that I can no longer give the animal back. That happened on Shabbos, and so therefore that does not go retroactively back to the beginning. The requirement to return the animal goes back to the beginning. That's my achrayas. But to go and pay money for the animal, that only happened when I damaged the animal by shechting it. And that took place on Shabbos. Anyways, getting back to the Gemara, we're now continuing to talk about similar halachas. Omer, what happens if a father had borrowed an animal and the father passed away during the borrow period, right? He borrowed it, let's say, for 30 days, and the father used it for 5 days, and then he passed away. And now we have 25 days left. Do the children have to return it immediately? And the answer is no. B'shtam shebaka yimei she'elta. They yarshin whatever rights their father had, and one of the rights that he had was to continue using this animal for 25 more days. They can use it for 25 more days. However, the Gemara says, unexpectedly, that mesa, what happens if the animal dies, which normally the father would have to go and pay, because a shoyel is chayiv even ba'inzin, ein chayam ba'inzin, the children are not mechuyev to go and pay for that. Why? Because they only yarshin the father's credits, but not his demerits. Debits. They only go and yarshin the credit. The credit is that the father had the opportunity to go and use it for 25 more days. They can use it for 25 more days. However, they didn't have the debt of the father, that they don't yarshin, and that they don't have to pay. We're going to see in a moment what happens if the father left over achrayis nechosim, which means karka. Would we say, therefore, that the Chiyuv Oinsin is now a lien on his real estate to pay that back? We're going to talk about that shortly. Tosis points out that even though the children are potter b'Oinsin, but they would be chayiv b'gneiv of Avedim. You see the second Tosis from the bottom. Even though not chayiv b'Oinsin, b'gneiv Avedim, near the Rishay and chayiv. Toil b'nenem mishtam shimba. Since they're having a know that they're using it, so they're no worse than a soicher or sochir that is renting, just like a renter has the right to have hanor. But nevertheless, if it dies, dies your potter because a soicher is potter be oinsin. However, he be chai be gnei vaveda, just like a regular shema socher, or in this case, a soicher or sochir. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, what happens? So that's halacha number one of Rava. Halacha number one is that they went, this animal died by Yemei She'ela, their potter. What happens? The same Yorshim, the father passed away, he left over a para, and the children say, yeah, after the Shiva is over, you know what, this looks like a juicy para, we're going to make a Shloshim Suda, and we're going to go and use this para for the Shloshim Suda. They didn't realize, however, that this didn't belong to their father. It was a para She'ula. And subsequently they find out, this wasn't Dati's. This belonged to Jack Smith. Kesvur shalavimi utvachua viachlua. Now mishalmed make basar bizal. They have to go and pay back, but they don't have to pay back 100%. They only have to go and pay back 2/3. Why do they only have to pay back 2/3? So again, this is not our sugya, but Rashi goes and tells us because a normal individual does not go and buy whole animals to go and shecht. Therefore, it's only if you own the animal already, you might decide to go and shecht. If you don't typically buy whole animals to shecht, you would go and buy hindquarters or front quarters, or this part or that part. You want to have the breast part of the animal, or you want the under the animal.
That's not true. That's not true. We had many times, did he sell the animal for plowing? Did he sell the animal for shechita?
Mm-hmm.
People do buy animals for shechita. We have it many times.
Rashi doesn't go into it. This is a sugya mitzvah at the end of Bava Basra. And what it says over there in Bava Basra is that the assumption is that when a person goes and buys an animal, he would buy it normally for ridya, to be able to go and do charisha and work in the field. If it was a sickly type of animal where he figured the animal is going to die sooner or later, not that it's a treifa, because then you wouldn't be able to eat it, then he would buy it for shechita. Here, when they shechted it, they didn't realize that it belonged to somebody else. They thought it belonged to their father. If they would have realized that it belonged to somebody else, then the Gemara is going based on a presumption that they would not have bought it and shechted it. However, Kuli Alma Moida says the Gemara in Bava Basra, nevertheless, if a person got meat and he ate it, he had hanoas me'ayim. So although maybe l'chatchila he wouldn't have bought it, but for the hanoah that he had, he has to go and pay. How much is the difference between buying the animal hanoas me'ayim? The Gemara says 1/3. If you look at the Rashi, 5 lines before the middle wide lines, Gemara says the mei baser bezol. So it's Rashi called zuza. Every zuz chashvinan bi'arboa danki. Usually a zuz has 6 danki. For our purposes over here, we charge him 4 out of 6, which means 2/3. Hachi amrinim aperek mishameis, v'or yachzir l'bam, they also have to return the art. So in terms of the basar, they don't have to pay the full 3/3, they only have to pay 2/3, together with the art, which of course makes it more probably like 3/4. So it's not a total loss for the owner, although of course it's a part of a loss, but it's not their fault. They didn't know that it belonged to the other fellow, and therefore they only have to pay Dmei Basar Bezoil 2/3. However, the Braisa concludes, not Braisa, Rava concludes, Hiniach Lehen Avir Achrayis Nechosim, if the same father, besides leaving this para, also left them real estate, and when you have real estate, then all of the father's debts, there's an automatic lien impressed on that real estate, then Chiyom V'Shalom, then they do have to pay after all. Now the question is, this last part, that the father left them real estate, then they do have to pay after all, we have two cases that Rav is talking about. The first case was if the animal died, where it said that since the Yarshim didn't know, they're not chay ba'ansin. Is that what Rava meant when he said that if there's real estate, however, chayav neshalim, then you do have to pay the oinsin? Or is it going on the second half, that when they went and shechted it without knowing that it didn't belong to them, then if they had real estate, then instead of just paying two-thirds, you have to pay the full amount, the three-thirds. That last shtickle, some say goes on the first part of Rava, some say goes on the second part of Rava. Now what did Rapapa say? Rapapa said a moment ago that when a person does a she'ela, he's not chayv ba'oinsin at that moment. He's only chayv ba'oinsin at the time of the animals having the oinus. Because until the animal died, or the animal was geshochten, or what have you, until that point you always were able to return the animal intact. So when does it become irrevocable that you cannot give the animal back, you have to go and give cash? Only the animal dies, or is geshochten. Ah, so therefore, Zokti Yimar, Man de Masilo, Areisha Kolshkin Aseifu, Pligid Rapapa. He argues with Rapapa. What does it mean he argues with Rapapa? Because according to Rapapa, even though there was Achrayis Nechosim, what's the din? You don't start, in other words, Achrayis Nechosim means even though there was real estate, the lien only attaches to the real estate at the time of the ones happening. So when did the Misa take place? After the father already died. This is already in the Rishus of the Yarshim. Shoyin? They were not the Shoyalim. They only got it after the father passed away. And therefore, the Chiyuv of having to go and pay for this Oynes was only created at the moment that father passed away, or post passed away at the moment of the Misa, not at the time of the She'ela. And so therefore, this Chiyuv does not attach to the Nechasim. So those people that learn that the last part of Rava, that he niach lenavin achrayis nechasim chayav neshalim, that you do have to go and pay, if they say it goes on the Reisha, they argue with Rapapa. Because Rapapa says it makes no difference that there was real estate. The chiyuv of paying for this dead animal only happened when the animal died. At that point, the estate was already, the father already passed away, and the chiyuv does not attach anymore to the real estate, because the real estate belonged to the shoel originally. So had I said that the chiyuv attached at the moment of she'ela, no, then at she'ela there's already a lien, and therefore they have to go and pay from the real estate. But since, according to Papa, no, the chiyuv of having to pay only happens at the moment of the oinus. At the moment of the oinus, they're not the she'alim, and therefore it doesn't attach to the real estate. However, oman de masilu asef avare shaloi, the one that says it's only on the sefer. The sefer means the case of the demei basar bezoyer. Avare shaloi, not on the resha. You know why? V'hainu d'rapapa, that goes in accordance with Rapapa. The Rapapa says that you don't allow for the oinus to attach at the time of the she'ela. You only allow the chiyuv tashlumin to attach at the time of the oinus. At the time of the oinus, the father had already passed on. They're not the shoel. And that's why they are parted from paying, even though the father left real estate in his estate. Okay, so with this we've concluded this Kanzi Shtikl with Rapapa, and now we go back to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Who is Rabbi Yochanan? Who is Reish Lakish? The boy said, 3-4 days ago we started off with a stira. Our Mishnah back in Daf Chav Tes says that Eilunar Shiesh Lem Knas. The Mishnah in Mesechtis Malki says on Daf Yud Gimel, Eluhin Aloikin. And guess what? The same list that we have in our Mishnah, Achoise, Achois Oviv, Achois Imai, the same list is there in the Sechses Malkis. And we ask Manav Shach, don't we hold Ein Loikil Mishalein? What do I do with this? So the Gemara had three terutzim. We had Ula, we had Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara doesn't focus on Ula, we only focus on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said very simple. Avada, if a person goes and is ma'anis and achoisoi, he lives with his achoisoi, there's a din, and if there was hasra'o le malkis, he gets malkis. No question about it. And that's what the Mishnah Masechtas Malkus is talking about. That there were two Edim and said to him, Yankel, you have a sister, Sprinza, don't even think of coming close to her. And unfortunately he was Ma'aneser, so then he had the din of Malkus because they gave him Hasra LaMalkus. What is our Mishnah talking about, says Rabbi Yochanan? There was no Hasra whatsoever. Nobody warned him about anything. He was just Ma'anes as Achoisai. Then he has to go and pay the Tashlumen of the 50 Shkolim for Knas. That was the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said, no. Reish Lakish says, you know the Pshat in the two Mishnayis? It's not Shver at all. It goes according to Rameir. And Rameir holds Loike u'mishale. In Mesechtes Malkus, we talk about the Loike part. And in Mesechtes Ksumas, we talk about the Mishalim part. But both Mishnayis are consistent with each other. So on the surface, both Tirutzim are fine. Now the Gemara wants to know, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't he learn like Reish Lakish? To come Moikim Loke Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a preference of learning the way I do, because virtually all the Tanoim hold that there's no such thing as loik u'mishalim. After all, we have the famous rule of kam lei bedrav minei, so there's no loik u'mishalim. And therefore, Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, I don't want to zetzayin the two Mishnayos like Reb Meir. He's a das yochid. I'd rather do the Rabbanan. And Reish Lakish might tell me like Rabbi Yochanan. L'choy Rabbi Yochanan is right. When there's Hasra, there's Malkus. No Hasra, there's no Malkus. Says Reish Lakish, Amalach. Kimen the ilu asrubei potter, the asrubei nami potter. Says Reish Lakish, any time that you have a situation where were you to be Mechayev Malkus because there was Hasra, you'd say that you're potter from Mamoin, even if there was no Hasra, and even if you don't give Malkus, just the fact that this act that you did is Mechayev Malkus, were there to be Hasra, you'd be potter from payment. That's what the Gemara is going to call Chayove Misois or Chayove Malkus Shoyigin. As the Gemara explains right now. In our Mishnah that you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about a case where there was no Hasra, and therefore there's no Malkus, and that's why you pay, says Reish Lakish, I respectfully disagree. If were there to have been Hasra, you would have had Malkus, then you're parted from Mamoin, even where there was no Hasra and no Malkus. V'yazda tamay, they go to Shitosam, v'chiyosar avdimi omar, chayav emisa shoygim, chayav em Malkus shoygigin, v'dover acher, dover acher means Mamoin, money. So if it was a chayav emisa shoygigin, chayav emisa shoygigin means, for instance, that a person damaged, he burned the other person's field on Shabbos Kodesh, but there were no Edom and no Hasra. So therefore you cannot give him Misa. Okay, but if we find out that the person, there were Edom that he, there was no Hasra, but there were Edom that he burned the other guy's Kodesh, he should have to go and pay, because after all, there's no Kamal Dramminai. We're not going to give him Misa, because there's no Hasra. Says the Gemara, Chayav Misa Shoyim, Chayav Misa Malki Shoyin, that's what we call Shoyin, because there were no Hasra. The Dover Acher and Momin, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Since you're not Mechuyiv Misa, then you got to go and pay the Tashlumin. The whole Kamad Ramine is only if you're getting the Misa. If you're not getting Misa, then pay. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Dolly Asrabe, there was no Hasra. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, Kimon the Ilu Asrabe, Potter. Kli Asrabe Nami is Potter. What is the Svar of the Machloikis? The Svar of the Machloikis is very simple. Rabbi Yochanan says the din of Kamad Ramine is halacha on, you can only punish a person once, you can't punish him twice. And therefore, if you're punishing him with Misa, he doesn't pay Tashlumen. If you punish him with Malkus, he doesn't pay Tashlumen. That's the end of the story, end of the case. Reish Lakish says, no. Kamad Ramine is much more, if you will, metaphysical. We're not talking about whether you do actually get the Misa or actually get the Malkus. If it's the type of Aveira that were there to be Hasra, the person would get Misa and he'd have to go and pay, says the Torah, kom lei midrab minei, you do not pay, period. Even though the person doesn't get the Misa. And even though the person doesn't get the Malkus. Because this type of Aveira that is Mechayev to Oinshin, you're only Mechuyev maximum in the Oinish HaChomor, which is the Misa or the Malkus. You're always parted from the Tashlumen. So if you cannot give Misa or Malkus for a technical reason, the technical reason being that you didn't do Asra, that's not my problem, says Reish Lakish. The Halacha of Kamed Ramina is because this Isur is Mechayev both Misa and Tashlumen, or both Malkus and Tashlumen. So, by definition, Tashlumen is off the table. Don't even think about Tashlumen. Kamed Ramina. Whether or not you're going to give the Misa Malkus, you'll see. If the facts add up that it was Hasra with Edim, and it was a kosher Hasra, and he was Makabal Hasra, and everything, he did everything, fine, he'll get the Misa, he'll get the Malkus. But Tashlumen you never pay because of the fact that this is the type of Isur, which is so Chamor, that is Machayev, Misa, or Malkus under the right circumstances. And with this we end today, and that should be continued tomorrow. Yes, Barry, you have a question?